It's 8 o'clock. This is KVNF Regional News for Wednesday, December 30th. I'm Patricia Naft. A Western Slope lawmaker wants to see the federal government quickly resolve damage claims from the Gold King mine spill. KVNF's Laura Pomisano has more.
Republican Representative Don Corum of Montrose is working on a bill for the upcoming legislative session aimed at addressing the issue.
So what we're doing is trying to create an avenue for where the state can, on behalf of individuals, file a suit for damages done with the situation as in the Gold King.
He says the goal is to encourage the feds to settle claims swiftly.
And to let them know that the state of Colorado is serious about protecting their citizens.
In August, workers with the Environmental Protection Agency triggered the spill at the Gold King mine near Silverton while investigating contamination at the site. The leak sent 3 million gallons of toxic wastewater into the Animas River and downstream waterways. For KVNF, I'm Laura Pomisano.
An investigation recently declared a Montrose traffic stop shooting as a suicide. KVNF's Jake Ryan reports.
Last month, an officer from the Montrose Police Department and a Montrose Sheriff's deputy pulled over Stephen Masenek. After the stop was conducted and officers shouted orders at Masenek, he shot himself. This is Commander Gene Lillard.
Right now, we do not have any reasons other than the fact that on the initial felony stop, there was a warrant for Mr. Masenek for sexual assault on a child. And this was out of Grand Junction Police Department. But it's normally not a common thing that that does happen. A lot of times, a suspect will give up and surrender to the police.
Officers knew Masenek was wanted on a felony warrant and pulled him over, knowing that there was a possibility of escalation.
There was no signs of firearms prior to stopping this gentleman. The deputy sheriff and the police officer were using the utmost caution in stopping a felon to make sure that everybody involved was safe as it transpired.
The investigation was conducted by a joint team of law enforcement agencies in the 7th Judicial District. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A dispute between Montrose County and local emergency service providers was settled Tuesday ahead of a hearing. A release from the county says it will continue to provide temporary dispatch services to the City of Montrose, Telluride Marshall, Mountain Village Police Department, and Telluride Fire Protection District. Those agencies decided to form their own dispatch center earlier this year, but it is not ready yet. Earlier this month, the agencies sought an injunction to order the county to provide dispatch services until the new center is online. The City of Montrose and other groups cited rising dispatch fees and management issues as the reason for creating a dispatch center independent from the one operated by the county. According to state and federal census figures, Colorado's population is expected to grow by an additional 2.3 million people by the year 2040, and that's going to considerably impact the way we live, from traffic congestion to water and to quality of life. But most notably will be a shift to an older population. Benta Berkland looks at how the state is trying to prepare for aging residents.
According to state demographer Elizabeth Garner, Colorado has one of the youngest populations in the country.
We currently don't have a lot of people over the age of 65. The reason is when we migrate people to the state, we usually migrate them at a younger age.
But over the next 4 years, Garner's office estimates more than 250,000 residents will turn 65. And an aging population has its own unique needs, says Barbara Rayner.
We all feel a real sense of urgency about it. There are things that are happening that, you know, need to be addressed sooner rather than later.
Rayner heads the Denver-based nonprofit Boomers Leading Change in Health. She also serves on a statewide aging task force that's studying everything from transportation and economic impacts to family caregiving and safety net programs.
We're taking a holistic view of aging and how to create an environment that is great for people who are aging, no matter what age they are.
The group will report back to the state legislature next fall. The real test will then be if lawmakers do something with those recommendations or they sit on a shelf. So far,
I don't think there's anybody that focuses on this area, although I think this area kind of bleeds into a lot of other areas.
That's Republican Representative Lois Landgraf of Colorado Springs, and she's one of those currently working on the aging issue. She passed a bill this year to study the needs of respite care workers. Those are people that relieve full-time caregivers. Landgraf also wants to change how Medicaid pays for home modifications, which she hopes will help seniors and others with mobility problems stay in their homes.
Which saves everybody money, and it's the right thing. If people want to stay in their home, they should be given benefits and services that help them stay in their home.
Landgraf hasn't introduced that bill yet, but is hoping to do so during the upcoming session. Even if bills come up, passing substantive policy is tricky in a presidential election year, especially with Democrats controlling one chamber and Republicans the other. Democratic Senator Nancy Todd of Aurora introduced two aging-related bills this year that were defeated by the GOP.
We're all getting older, so it shouldn't be a partisan issue. It's a matter of, you know, are we really looking out for and being as proactive as we need to.
One proposal would have studied retirement security, which opponents thought was unnecessary for government to do. The other would have expanded the number of people required to report elder abuse.
Recognizing that reporting and getting help and being proactive really makes a difference.
Despite the bill's failure, lawmakers in both parties have made strides on trying to beef up elder abuse laws. In 2013, the state increased the types of mandatory reporters and added penalties for not reporting abuse. Boomer's leading change in health director, Barbara Rayner, says she's glad the aging issue is getting more discussion and attention, and says many policies that help older people end up helping everyone.
We often say what's good for someone who's in a wheelchair or has a walker is good for someone who's in a stroller or on a tricycle. So walkability, access to healthy foods that are affordable in your neighborhood, public transportation, all those things.
But as lawmakers work to assess future needs, they must also find ways to pay for any new policies they pass in the coming years. And that may prove to be the biggest challenge of all. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
For KBNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.